Hey, hey, you're listening to Don't Lie to Your Life Coach podcast with Kim Arrington. I'm Kim Arrington. I'm a life coach, a weight loss coach, an author, and a badass passionate about helping you connect back to your most authentic self. Join me here each week so I can coach you on how to think all those juicy thoughts that get you feeling your absolute best and taking some big ass action. Coaching has changed my life, and it can change your life too. I'm here to give you real life solutions to create a life you'll love. Because the truth is, boo, you ain't just got problems, you got options.
Hey, 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 y'all can't see my Space Invaders shirt. Did y'all play Space Invaders growing up? Okay, I got a couple of funny stories to tell you. Let me talk to you about how coffee, like my latte, was knocked out of my hand twice. And this is why it's a funny story. I gave blood. It's important for you to give blood if you are able to give it. It's an easy way to help out our neighbors. You give like almost a pint of blood. And so your blood, according to the internet, I looked it up in different sources, it takes at least 48 hours to kind of build back up. Your platelets take longer than that. I'm not a phlebotomist, so I can't give you all the details. It was a pleasant experience, but you can feel tired. You got to drink water. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, can I, because I really wanted to get coffee that night. And she was like, she didn't want to say no to me, but she really wanted to say no to me. So today I went and I got a latte at one of my favorite neighborhood coffee shops. And when I was trying to put the top on, it went everywhere. They were kind enough to make me another one. I helped clean up. I literally helped go behind the counter, threw away, I helped her clean up. And then I got home and I was trying to put the top on. I wanted to put it in the refrigerator. I wasn't going to finish it. I always kind of scoop the ice out when I get an iced latte. The same as that thing happened. And it's funny, before all that happened, I had this idea, just put some foil on it because the top would not go on it for some reason. And I think part of the reason is because it's these environmental friendly compostable cups. And I don't know, I've had lid issues before. Anyway, the point is that I think I wasn't supposed to have that coffee. Okay, I think I wasn't supposed to have that latte. I think I need to just have some H2O. Then I had a friend who was like, want to go out and get a drink? I said, nope. Learn my lesson from Coffee Gate Latte. Learn my lesson from Latte Gate. I'll go out, but I will have a burger to build up my iron and I will have some H2O. So today I'm really excited about this episode. And it's very interesting because I had a Facebook friend post this, and it was a reel from Joe Rogan's show that had, I don't know how to say, is it Bio Lane? I will link Bio Lane's Instagram handle. Again, his views are his views, my views are my views. This particular reel, and I'll link the reel too, I loved it because it talks about how weight loss is so hard. And I will tell you why I should be your weight loss coach. Not because I try to drink lattes. No, I should be your weight loss coach because I have not gained my weight back. That puts me in the 5% club. The 5% club is the people who have gone over 3 or more years and have not gained their weight back. Now, I transcribed this reel, but I want to give you some of these stats. So let's just say this, you know how to lose weight. You absolutely know how to lose weight. What you need to learn is how to not regain weight. And to do that, you have to lose weight in a way you absolutely love, that you can keep doing, and it has to be second nature. And that's why I created Half Life. My program is that. It doesn't just have you, there's no restriction on the food you eat. You also save money, you save stress, you save time. In the program, I help you to get to know the things you do other than eating. More than that, I've figured it out. And let me tell you, since 2013 or 2014, I have maintained more weight loss than I have gained. That is over 10 years. I didn't say I didn't gain weight, but I have never gained all my weight back. I will never gain all my weight back. Remember, that's 65 pounds. Has there been a 10-pound bump here and there? Yeah. But that is reasonable. And that's when I dig in a little deeper to get things together. But hey, 55 pounds weight loss or 10-pound weight gain? Which one do you choose? So I'm in the 5% of people that hasn't regained their weight back and more weight. That's what that 5% is. I can teach you how to not regain your weight. And it is specifically designed for successful women over 40, just like you. And why women? Stereotypically, women have some different concerns than men. That's why. So let's talk about how that reel, the information that BioLane, I hope I'm saying your name right, BioLane, said. Now, I am not a fan of Joe Rogan's current personality. I don't have to be. But this reel knocked it out of the box. Here's what BioLane said. We don't have a losing weight issue. We have a regaining weight issue. So 6 out of 7 people are able to lose a significant amount of weight in their lifetime. That's most people, y'all. But the regain stats are what's scary. Within 1 year, 70% of people will put it back on. Within 2 years, 85% of people will put it back on. Within 3 years, 95% of people will put their weight back on. Diets have a 95% failure rate. That is, although that sounds bleak, there is a lot, there's an upside, there's a silver lining in this. So 1/3 to 2/3 of those people will add even more weight. And this is what BioLane says so eloquently. People don't pick something that is sustainable. They don't pick something where they have to rely on discipline, because human beings and discipline, not our strong suit. It has to have flexibility. The 5% that keep weight off, like Coach Kim, like me, talking about myself in the third person, pick something that is sustainable. That means something we can keep doing and that we like doing. Low carb and low fat have equal amount of low adherence. Do y'all understand that? Low carb is the exact opposite of low fat, and it has the same amount of low adherence, which means that people who do low carb and people who do low fat end up in that same 95% failure rate. We have to find that thing that requires the least amount of discipline. Because what did I say? Human being, thou art not disciplined. So if you want to know how I haven't regained my weight, even though I had never gained all my weight back since 2013, it's because I was learning and allowing. And I realized exercise was useful in so many ways. It could shape my body. It could do all these things. But it didn't keep me, especially in midlife, it did not keep the weight off. As a matter of fact, I used exercise to eat more. Oh, I did all this. I was one of those people who ate those extra calories. And really, the word I hate to use, maintained my weight. My weight stayed the same. I knew it was with eating. I knew it had to do with eating, and I knew that I was eating too much food, and I knew I was eating about things in my life that I needed to solve instead of eating about. And Half-Life was born. As a matter of fact, let's hear a little bit more about Half-Life. Here is our amazing and shorter commercial. Hey girl, hey, my name is Coach Kim, and I'm your last weight loss coach. More on that later. Yes, I've lost 65 pounds, and I'm living my dream of lasting weight loss, plus so much more, and I'm here to spill some tea. What if I told you it only takes watching these 13 videos and doing your workbooks to finally have lasting weight loss? Like weight melting off like ice cream while you eat what you like weight loss? Like being able to go in any store and pick up a pair of jeans or that red dress in your size? Like not having to lose weight for an event? You're going to the event and everybody is talking about you at the event and how good you look. Body confidence on 10, friend. And having the most fun you've had in years while saving money, time, and stress. Sign me up, coach. Put me in, coach. Half-Life Weight Loss is going to help you gain your whole self back. I got you. All right. Can't wait to see you on the inside. We're back. Remember, the podcast is sponsored by Half-Life. To keep it no cost to you, if you're interested in Half-Life, learning more about it, and you want to be in that 5%, go to www.kimarrington.com/free-weight-class. So getting back to this, how have I not regained my weight? I have 10 reasons, and I'm going to share those with you. Number one, I have not regained my weight because I do not eat a special way. I do not eat high protein. I do not eat low carb. I do not eat low fat. I eat what I want. I repeat, I eat what I want. I now am an intuitive eater and my body tells me what it wants. Hey, I'm going to go get a burger tonight. My body wants a burger. It's craving a burger. But the fact is that I eat what I want. And I believe in myself to not predominantly use food in the way it is not designed. You want to know more about that? You got to go to Half-Life. You got to go to that free weight class, okay? Number two, I don't make myself different from everyone. Like, I don't want to be the person at the table who can't have carbs and we're an Italian restaurant. I don't want to be the person at the table who's, you know, not having any dairy. I don't want to be the person at the table who, you know, unless it is Dot's orders and I don't have those situations, I don't want myself to be different. As a matter of fact, I want to have a system that makes me more like everybody else. Number three, oh, I overeat sometimes. There are occasions. I'm going to overeat at the Super Bowl. I'm going to overeat on my birthday. If I go on vacation, I'm going to overeat. I just don't overeat every day. And I also tolerate momentary weight gains, knowing that I'm going to always go back to the way that I eat. Therefore, there's no stress because everybody overeats sometimes. Number four, I do not handle my problems predominantly with food. Those are your spicy three issues. And the reason why I call them spicy three issues, they're usually three big issues that we have that we eat about. There's trouble in a relationship. There's money issues, job, kids, family, feeling bored, just not enjoying life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have identified those issues and solved for them. Because that helps me healing. Healing helps me to maintain feeling good about myself and my life. So therefore, I'm less likely to eat about it. Number five, I enjoy the fuck out of my life. I cultivate curiosity, adventure, desire rewire, which is me going back to the things I used to love, and yum some, knowing what it is about me that makes me rare, unique, and amazing. I will link to my Yum Sum episode, and I will also link to a couple of my weight loss episodes too. Go to the show notes, or if you're on YouTube, after you subscribe to my channel and tell a friend and leave me a comment, you'll see in the show notes all the other episodes. So number five, I basically know what I like more than food, and I do that. And relationships, they matter, and I cultivate those. And what do I love more than food? So many things. I had to identify that. Number six, I treat myself bomb. I treat myself bomb. I treat myself so well. And that isn't just self-care with a bubble bath. I mean, I can't even take a bubble bath anymore. Okay. Bubble baths were so 1980s. No, I don't. I take an Epsom salt bath now. It has to be vagina safe. So how do I take care of myself? So I'm going to teach you some of the things I teach in my course. It's the seven ways you get good at being a discomfort detective. Now, the first one isn't going to apply unless you're in Half-Life. The first one is completing your Half-Life workbooks as being a discomfort detective. But these do. So what's a discomfort detective? When you're being a discomfort detective, if you feel discomfort, you get to the bottom of it. You kind of Sherlock Holmes your discomfort. The second one is allowing your emotions as being a discomfort detective. And I have a system that talks you through how to actually handle and allow your emotions. Remembering who you truly are is being a discomfort detective. Asking for your needs to be met too, and not always meeting others' needs, is being a discomfort detective. Having fun or discovering what is your fun is being a discomfort detective. Deciding you're going to go skinny on other people's problems and focus on your needs first is being a discomfort detective. Deciding you're going to have boundaries with yourself and others is being a discomfort detective. I will link my episode, Boundaries with Your Damn Self. Being a discomfort detective, meaning if something comes up, I don't just let it sit there. I look at it and figure out what's going on. That's part of me treating myself bomb. That's better than a bubble bath. Okay, it's better than a bath bomb. All right, I treat myself really well. I love myself. I talk encouragingly to myself. I watch how I treat myself, and therefore other people treat me similarly. Number 7, exercise in midlife is not for weight loss. Exercise is for improved cognitive ability, like keeping your brain supple and healthy. It is for your mobility so you can get around. And if survival skills, if you fall on the floor and you can get yourself up, it is to help you to relieve stress, to have more energy, to not have muscle loss. I mean, it has so many benefits. Weight loss at our age with our busy schedules is generally not one of them. If you lose weight because, say, you start a new walking regimen, it's likely you are eating less. You are stacking that habit with drinking more water. You are eating less food. And you also are walking. That is different than just saying, if I go exercise every day for 3 hours, I'm going to lose weight. First of all, who has the time for that? And I do intense boot camp style workouts. I hike. Exercise shapes my body. It makes me look better. It helps my, body to be how I want it to be and me to feel better. But it is not for weight loss at our age. Maybe in your 20s. Maybe in your teens, not as much at our age. I have no special diet. I don't count calories. I don't fast. I don't do macros. I don't cut out food groups. I don't take weight loss meds. I don't do any of that. I don't do any of that. And so many other things that people are doing. I don't complicate it. Number 9, I am having the most fun of my life. I am taking the most positive risk. I am the most loving. I am, the most vulnerable and the happiest I've ever been in my life. And that matters to my weight loss, because when I am happy, I'm less likely to overeat about it. Now, I'll be a little contrary. There are some people who eat when they're happy. They eat more when they're happy. But I got questions about the happiness. When I poke around with my clients, I understand that there are other things going on. And when I work with a one-on-one client and we're working on weight loss, we work on all this stuff before we even get to the weight loss part. Like, we talk about, where's the fun in your life? We talk about how you're treating yourself. We talk about having boundaries. We do that. Number 10, I do not believe in maintenance. I do not believe that there is a period where you do anything different. I think this has been the biggest sham of the weight loss diet drama trauma community, is believing in maintenance. Because I want y'all to not regain like me. Can I be honest? What I loved about BioLane's Reel is that I don't think I knew how special I was. I did not know I was in the 5%. And I sat down and thought about it. I was like, you ain't ever gained all your weight back since 2013. And it's probably more like 2011, to be honest. But I could clearly tell you 13 for sure. You all know I always end each podcast with an affirmation. Your affirmation should be, work with Coach Kim. It's amazing. Work with Coach Kim. It's amazing. Y'all, I have this feeling that so many of you all will wait until everything is double, triple, quadruple the price, when I am trying to get you in it now. We have to make choices that support us. That's part of your number 6, treating yourself the bomb. Your affirmation this week is going to be, it is possible for me to figure my weight out. It is possible for me to figure my weight out. You'll need some help probably. It is possible for me to figure my weight out. It is possible for you to figure your weight out. I would advise you to try to hire someone. It is possible for you to figure your weight out. It's okay if you need a little help in that figuring out of the weight. All right, y'all, have a good one. Thank you so much. Share this podcast with someone who you know needs it. I want to encourage you. This is possible. It's not about the 95% failure rate. It's about, oh, here's the answer. Less discipline. Something I love to do. I can find that. Okay. Y'all have a good one.
Are you feeling what you just heard? Good, good. Repeat after me. Don't have to figure it out on your own again anymore. I'm here to help. Head over to KimErrington.com and download my free video series dedicated to getting you feeling your best right now. Look around. There's some good stuff waiting on you. Got questions? Well, we're always talking on the socials, so find me on YouTube, Insta, and the book. Don't be shy, y'all. Go listen to another episode or join me here the same time next week. Finally, don't keep good shit to yourself. Share this with a homie that could use some help too. Remember, we're not lying to ourselves anymore. We're not lying to our doctors. And you damn sure don't lie to your life coach.